I honestly, I can never remember when Zach's birthday is. And when you said day that'll end in infamy, I was like, oh, I remember that Zach's birthday is the same day as Pearl Harbor Day. So I guess that's when Zach's birthday is.
That's hilarious.
And of course, I texted him today because I'm a good friend. Happy right. Larry Bird's birthday. Because it's also yeah, Larry yeah. Bird's birthday.
Yeah, last year I think I texted him Happy Pearl Harbor Day.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 645. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's our host, a man who, much like Larry Bird, has been described as not white, but clear. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
Huh, that's... okay. Welcome, everybody, to...
So one of my favorite things about Larry Bird is he would get offended if the other team put a white guy on him, because he was like, white guys suck at basketball.
Okay, all right. That's an interesting way to be offended. It's always nice when somebody finds a new way.
Larry Bird's an interesting man.
Everything is heck on his back. That's all I know. We also have another tall gentleman. Boris is here. Boris, are you tall? I actually don't know.
No.
You're what, 5'10"?
Like, yeah, I am like dead average.
Taller than me. Taller than me.
There Bro, everyone's taller than you, Tyler. That does not count. Except maybe Zach.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. I got that son of a bitch.
There you go. No, I'm like 5'9", 5'10", on a good day.
I would take it.
There we go.
Well, as the tallest person on the call, should I go first, introducing my beer?
I let him do it last week, and now he's like a mouse with a muffin. So, no, Boris is going to go first.
I feel like everyone keeps calling me a mouse with a muffin, and I ask them to elaborate, and no one will.
It's because of your huge moose knuckle.
You just give mouse with a muffin vibes.
I've been trying to figure out what should my first tattoo be. Should it just be a mouse with a muffin?
Shit. Yeah, probably. Never mind. Yeah, I was going to say something, but it's all good.
Anyways.
Can we get back to it later? Because I'm super curious now.
We'll get back to it later.
Okay. Sorry, Boris. Go ahead.
Okay. If you guys are ready, I have Allagash Ski House Winter White Ale. This is Allagash Brewery up in Maine. This is a 7.5% alcohol by volume. We've got a little blurb on the can that says notes of citrus, spice, and fresh ginger you'll find in the Ski House. Full-bodied wheat beer, brewed to bring you the cheer of a snowy haven, no matter where you happen to enjoy it. Isn't that nice? Let's see. Pours out a nice cloudy... It is pretty light.
Your weird green screen effect is making that beer clear to the camera. It's very strange.
That's funny.
It's the Larry Bird of beer over here.
A man who will live in infamy.
I don't know how much of the pre-roll is going to make it in, so I don't know if that's going to make sense.
I like it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we're also recording this on December 9th, a date that has no relevance whatsoever to anything.
If you think back a few days, some of these jokes make sense.
Yeah, anyways, I don't know. It's good. It certainly doesn't taste heavy. For 7.5%, you kind of usually are starting to kind of feel it a little bit. Definitely spicy. I don't know if it's like winter spicy. It's kind of just like herbs and spice. Like I'm having trouble identifying like ginger or anything, one thing in particular. Style. Yeah. How many secret herbs and spices? 23, something like that.
11.
I should know this. 11? Okay. I should know that. I don't know. It's pretty good. Like it so far.
All right. I heard, I don't know
how to 23 is Dr. Pepper. That's what you're thinking of. 23 flavors. Dr. Pepper.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard on the internet that one of Colonel Sanders' relatives has leaked the 11 herbs and spices because he's mad about their new commercials that sexualize the Colonel.
That's
so that a I wild suspect line. I suspect is astroturfed. And it's just more them trying to get more clicks.
Well, I didn't click on it, but I like the idea that it happened. Sam, what do you have?
Yeah, so it's December, so I have another beer that Emily put in my advent calendar.
Yeah.
And there's the mimetic idea of understood the assignment. She very much understood the assignment in terms of picking a beer to be on the podcast as opposed to a beer that I will enjoy. This is Revolution Brewing's, in collaboration with Tip Top Proper Cocktails, Whiskey Sour Inspired Ale. Oak-infused malt beverage with natural flavors and lemon flavors. Now, why are those two different line items? I do not know.
Oh, no.
6.5% ABV. I don't really like whiskey sours. Just put ice in there instead of sour mix, please.
This could have been done in an interesting way. Like, oak age a sour could have been cool, but instead they just crammed a bunch of chemicals in it, I think.
It just smells like lemon. And I like lemon, but I don't think I'm going to like lemon this much. Wow. So I've never had Hard Mike's. That's what it's called, right?
Mike's Hard, I think you
Mike's
mean.
Mike's Hard. That's,
Hard, Mike, Hard Mike is on the call right now.
Yeah. What's
up, baby?
Flex for me, baby.
Damn right, I could you've never had me.
Coming out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong, but it's like, I didn't get the name wrong. How did I fuck this up? This is what I think of Hard Mike's tasting like. Mike's Hard tasting like. Yes. Got it in yep. three.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But I've never had it, so I don't actually know if it tastes like this. It tastes like fucking lemonade. So, like, it's not gross, but it doesn't taste like beer.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, is. I think a good whiskey sour shouldn't be too, like, it should be kind of in that lemonade vein, I guess.
My thing with whiskey sours is I like how whiskey tastes, and when you have a whiskey sour, you can't, it just tastes like sour. Well, like, that's it's masking like the whiskey, sours. And I like the whiskey. So I'd rather just have a whiskey.
I'm on opposite.
Do you feel that way about other whiskey cocktails?
I like an old fashioned. Like, if it's something that's like supplementing the whiskey, that's good. If it's something that's masking the whiskey, that's bad.
I see. This is a very Sam rule to have about cocktails.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is. I think that's a people who like whiskey rule to have. Let me text Brian Smith. This
is a very Sam rule, is all I'll say. Yeah,
I'm texting Brian right now. We'll see what he says.
Okay.
He probably will not respond. He has a new rich girlfriend, apparently.
Good for him. So, I have Allagash Ski House, which is why I said, oh, shit, earlier.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
yeah.
Has this happened before in the history of Brews Day?
Probably, but we didn't plan it, which is kind of fun.
That is very fun.
So, yeah, Winter White Ale, 7.5%. I won't repeat all the stuff Boris said. I thought it had kind of a light head with differing size bubbles. Very clear beer.
Yours is clear.
Mine That's is super clear. Here, is yours on, not me, clear?
Let me kill the virtual background. Yeah, mine's
Do you
like,
need to tell me there isn't really a purple cityscape behind you?
Why is yours so...
Yeah, no, I just ducked inside real quick.
Why is yours so hazy?
Yeah, yours looks way cloudier than his. I guess maybe some of that's just sometimes cameras are shitty, but yours...
No, dude, this
Boris,
is like,
yours looks way cloudier.
It looks in the camera like it looks in my hand, so maybe Tyler's camera is fucked up and it's filtering it out or something, but...
No, mine is very clear. I did pour in, I left a little bit in the can, and it has gotten slightly cloudier, but it's still a lot clearer.
Yeah, maybe some yeasty boys at the bottom there?
Yeah,
maybe
but
all
it's
your
still
sediment,
like,
yeah, filtered out in the can.
I don't know. That's weird. That's really weird.
That's funny.
It smells very, like, Belgian yeasty type style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is very, like Boris said, like herby, like herbs and spices.
It's just like spicy. Yeah. I couldn't identify like a single note, really. It's just
It kind of reminds me of like an herbal liqueur or something, almost. Like, without the anise flavor, but it's just like, there's a lot of herbs going on. Yeah.
Some like Italian a diet malort?
Could have worked on this.
Maybe
shit.
I've never had Malort. I like this.
It doesn't taste anything like Malort because it's good.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I should have made you have Malort while you were out here. If you come visit again, we're going to have Malort together.
I do think as part of episode 666, we should do something with Malort because it's the devil's liquor. So
I strongly prefer it to Jägermeister.
Really?
I don't like Jäger, but I like this. It's very like clovey, yeasty, herby, but it's doing it for me. I don't get a lot of alcohol. There's maybe a little bit of fuminess when you breathe out, just a tiny little bit. But yeah, it makes me feel like I'm warm and cozy during the winter. I'm into it.
I'm happy for you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that. But let's talk about stuff we don't like, because that's usually better content. From Fox News, fairandbalanced.com. Idaho bar owner faces death threats after viral promo offering free beer for assisting ICE. This is a follow-up. So, Boris, I know you listened to last week's episode, but just for anybody out there who didn't, this bar in Idaho is offering free beer for a month to those people who help ICE identify and deport folks from Idaho. You have to have some sort of nebulous proof that they didn't really specify. And they're the worst people on earth. And they've gotten a lot of hate for this, as they should. I hope our army of listeners, you know, is part of the contributing factor here. But the guy's not like turning around or anything like that. He's kind of doubling down. He says he has a new promotion called Manly American Monday, where men who support ICE get a free beer just for walking through the door. How do you... That proof is even more nebulous. Do you just say,
Oh, man, I hard disagree. It's really easy to prove. You just do quick sig heil, and then...
That's right.
Hand it right off.
You lick that boot. I would like to go in there and get my free beer, because I do enjoy frozen water. And I also think the more free stuff we can take out of this place, the better.
I was going to ask, would you guys pretend to support ICE for a free beer?
No.
How hard do I have to pretend?
You just have to walk in and say, I support ICE.
Okay, but then when I'm done my beer, can I say, actually, I don't support ICE, fuck you guys, and then run away?
Yeah.
They're not going to like beat me up and steal $3.75 from me. I mean,
that's the same concept as just not paying your tab, but yeah. You're just running away.
Yeah, whoop.
I just don't want to occupy the same space as these people for that long, you know?
No, yeah, definitely not.
I think I'd rather go just be like, I'll take a water and then go shit in the urinal and then leave.
That's a good idea. I like that one.
Hold on. Did you guys get down to hetero awesomeness month?
Oh, we covered that already.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine it being good.
This guy might not know how to run a business, because he gives away a lot of free beer, I imagine.
Yeah.
This is all about word of mouth. I think if before three people were coming through the door and buying a beer, and after this, 10 people come through the door and some of them buy a beer, that's still better.
I think this guy, unlike a lot of right-wing grifters, is truly a, you know, deep, deep asshole believer guy. You know, like,
He's innately
troubled.
The rot is all the way to the core in that little brain of his.
But he is still benefiting from that whole, like, right-wing grift. Because even if his product is shit, you know, he's still going to get a bunch of douchebags going there now.
Right. So,
kind of works out for him.
Do you think he'll get Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer on tap there?
He's already selling it there, obviously.
I don't even know if they sell kegs there.
I was going to say, do they have that on tap?
I think
the tap handle would probably be pretty sick, though.
That's true. That,
It would just be the middle finger at a black guy.
The only place I for sure know you can get it is at Hooters. That's the only place that I definitely know sells it. Because he had that whole partnership with them.
Are you ever having a bad day and then you remember that Hulk Hogan's dead and you're like, I guess maybe everything will be okay.
Did he die?
Yeah, yeah, dog.
Yeah, dude. A long time ago.
Not that long. Maybe a year ago. Something like that.
Sorry, he died on July 24th, 2025. That was...
Oh, it was only July? That feels like four months ago, y'all. That feels like four lifetimes ago. That's my bad. I apologize, Boris. I truly thought it was 2 years ago.
I mean, it's funny that he's dead. I'll agree with you there. I just hadn't... That one missed me.
That would be a great trivia question, like at bar trivia. Like, how recently was the really rad day that Hulk Hogan, that shithead, died? And then...
Yeah.
Editorialize the question, make people answer it.
The best trivia question is, who was the prime minister when Queen Elizabeth died?
Was it that cabbage lady?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't remember her name, but I remember the cabbage thing.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Oh, I actually remembered this at one point. I got some trivia question like a year ago that was like, basically name all the female prime ministers that the UK has had.
Liz Truss.
Yeah, it was Liz Truss. Very good, Sam. Very good. I don't even know. Margaret Thatcher, Theresa May, Liz Truss. That's all three of them.
Yeah, oh, Theresa May is the one that I was trying to think of. Yeah, that's all three of them. Oh.
Wow, I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, you are.
Isn't it so embarrassing for them that they've only had three heads of state that were female? What a bunch of stupid fucking assholes.
I know. Like, get it together, England.
What's the country with the most female heads of state? Anybody?
Let me ask the friend that I have that's the most qualified to answer it. Tyler? Go ahead.
I'm going to guess a Scandinavian country, but let's Google it.
Let's Google AI. Let's ChatGPT it. Let me hit up Grok.
New Zealand, maybe?
I'm throwing a hat in for Germany.
Oh.
I'll go with New Zealand.
There is not one country with the most. But it says Nordic countries, Sri Lanka, Germany, New Zealand all have high ones. So I'm going to give that to all of us.
All right. We just
missed Sri boys. Lanka. We're woke as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we just missed Sri Lanka. Sorry, Sri Lanka. Way to go. They're rad over there, apparently. They do have that cool flag. That's the only thing I know about Sri Lanka is they have a flag with like a dragon holding a sword, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, it whips.
They saw whales and were like, we're putting a sword on this bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Boris, I know that you had some sleepy time issues to attend to. But hopefully you've also been attended to gathering great content for the show.
Oh, a content mill I am not, but let's see. We had my daughter's second birthday party recently.
Oh, hey, happy birthday to your daughter.
Hey, thanks. And I feel like this is probably, I don't know, we might have one more we can get away with where we just invite all of our friends over and
yeah.
She's just happy that there's like pizza and we did a little hot chocolate bar, so we like made some hot chocolate in the crock pot and had a bunch of like toppings and stuff.
Hot chocolate in a crock pot is an idea that had never occurred to me and rules.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's a good if you're having like a party and it's cold out, you can make a little set out a table, crock pot of hot chocolate, and then like you can booze it up. You can put some like marshmallows, candy canes, little like biscotti cookies or something.
And if it starts to get a little too cold, you just chuck it right back on or right back in.
Yeah.
Get it back up to temp.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a good idea. That's big brain thinking.
So there's my content, I guess, is putting hot chocolate in a crock pot.
From now on pivot to Boris just only bringing on like food and like hosting tips and tricks.
Yeah.
You can be our Martha Stewart correspondent.
Ooh, I like that. Right. Maybe he'll be friends with Snoop Dogg.
Except I'll drink alcohol.
Oh, so you're like the Sandra Lee.
It's a joke because Martha Stewart drinks a lot.
Oh. Okay.
Well, anyway. Now I know it was a joke.
Fucking landed. I don't know. Anyways, I feel like I think we maybe have one more where we just invite our friends over and so, Ellie doesn't care, and then we're gonna have to like invite her friends and do a kid thing.
Yeah, so I do want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like does she have friends at 2 years old? I have a bad memory. Like, I can't remember being a child. Like,
the thing is that
I don't remember when kids, I had friends.
Kids are basically all sociopaths until like 5 or 6 is when they start like actually being able to like develop and regulate emotions and like empathy for other people. So, you know, in so much as like she has kids that she like sees every day in daycare, and there's like a family with a kid her age that lives around the corner from us. So we like hang out with them a lot. So we like socialize them. And then there's like our friends who have kids that are like within a year or two of her that will generally play. But like, I don't know. It's not like what you'd call friendship. They're just like, there's another kid here. Cool.
Because they're not like looking for this person or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So they'll like talk about them, but they'll talk about anybody. Yeah. So.
Right.
At this age, what you're looking for is something called parallel play, which is you put two kids in the room and put some toys in there, and they play near each other, but they're not playing with each other.
I know
and
what that's parallel like, play is. Come on.
Well, you're fucking stupid, so I'm going to tell you. And, like, that's developmentally appropriate for a 2-year-old, as opposed to, like, combining forces.
Right.
Right. Like, at one point, one kid built a big tower, and Ellie ran over and just, like, knocked it over and started laughing. And the other kid was very chill about it and also started laughing. But we were all like, because that was, like, the most they'd interacted.
But I feel like, the first birthday I remember, I was, like, 7.
Yeah, because that's probably
I think a lot of it is kids don't remember a whole lot of shit.
Kids don't remember shit, but that's, like, the first one where you have like, actual friends that you want to play with, and you'll all do an activity. Like, you'll go bowling or something. There's, like,
a thing
you're all doing together, as opposed to just, like, someone threw some Legos in the room, and you're all playing Legos. Like, anyways.
Yeah.
Man, I had a few different birthday parties when I was, like, in the 6 to 8 range where we went to Burger King for my birthday. And now that I'm thinking about that, I'm like, were we poor?
No, that used to be, well, you might have been, but that doesn't mean that's why you went to Burger King. You got the crown and everything. I went to some BK birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
BKB days.
Well, and they used to have play places at fast food joints, right? You used to be able to, like, you'd get your favorite food, French fries, and then you'd go into the playground for like an hour, and your parents are like, sweet, we can watch like 6 kids on the playground for an hour.
And I'm so mad that they took this away, because I'm like, where's my kid supposed to piss?
They were very good at improving your immune system. I certainly don't have any allergies. Crawling around in those filth tubes.
Oh yeah. Little ball pits. Yeah, I don't know, Sam, as the one with the eldest children, have you had to put on, like, a kid-focused production for birthdays as opposed to, like, just bring over some people and, like, have some cake and some beers or whatever?
It's mostly that. The latest birthday that occurred in my home was the oldest. She turned 5. So we had a couple of her friends over. I don't know if you remember Erica and Jobst. Did you meet them when you were out here?
I don't think so.
It's like one of Emily's friends has daughters that are like around my daughter's age. So they came over, and the 4 girls watched K-pop Demon Hunters. And I was like, man, I think they might be too young to be watching K-pop Demon Hunters. But their girls are afraid of my dogs. So I got to hang out in the basement with my dogs, and I watched Edge of Tomorrow. You guys seen Edge of Tomorrow?
Man, Edge of Tomorrow started out so good, and then it got so formulaic. Ugh, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, what a great first hour of a movie.
Honestly, it's a really, it's true.
Have you seen Mickey 17?
No, not yet.
So it has kind of the same vibe. It's not a time loop, but it's the same kind of, he's constantly being recloned.
I know the idea,
So, it's the same fucking thing where the first hour, maybe hour 20, is awesome of, like, just seeing his loop over and over again. And then it hits the point where it's like, oh, man, this is the last version of him, and now it's going to be a paint-by-numbers sci-fi story. And it's like, okay, like, this action's fine. Yeah. But, like, go back to the cool thing. Like, you had a cool idea, and then you abandoned it for the third act. Yeah. It's very frustrating.
Yep.
It's still worth watching, though. I recommend it.
I agree. Yeah. That's honestly my review word for word. It's very amusing. Sometimes I remember why we're friends.
Watch Mickey 17. It's slightly better, in my opinion, but has the exact same problems.
I will.
I'm going on Screed. Screed alert. Twilight is so bad. Turns out Kristen Stewart is really talented. And also it turns out Robert Pattinson is really talented. Like, he's Mickey 17. That's why I'm bringing it up. But he also, when he played the Batman in the Batman, and I thought he did a really good job. And I've seen Kristen Stewart was, she was Zombieland and also Adventureland. And also, I feel like there's one other thing I liked her in.
She was not in Zombieland.
That was,
Was that Emma Stone?
Yes, Emma Stone, that's the one.
Fuck. She was in something else I liked, but I forget. But anyway, my point is, I think that they are both good, and it's a testament to what a bad movie Twilight is that they both seemed like shitty actors in that movie. I think because probably the directing was so bad.
And writing, yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. What was Edge of Tomorrow's alternate name? I can't remember.
Live, Die, Repeat. Alternate name.
Live, Die, Repeat. That's it.
Better name.
Better name. Yeah, better name. Okay, well, that's enough talking about that stuff. Good job,
glad I brought the content here.
Yeah, well, light on content, light on our next article, because it's not really an article, and it really doesn't have much to do with beer. From TheGuardian.com, Mullet Fest 2025, Bogan Games, Beer Pong, and 1 Meter Ponytails in pictures.
What's Bogan mean?
Bogan Games.
A bogan, if I recall correctly, is kind of like an RV or a caravan, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
Let's look it up. A bogan. Oh no, it's basically like white trash is what a bogan means.
A participant in the Bogan Games has a drink poured over his head. Events included beer pong, timed tire lifting, and drink sculling. Man, Australia is weird.
Yeah, that's all. That's the only reason that this has anything to do with beer is because they had like some beer-related events, and there's some pictures of dudes with beers. It's not an article. It's just, like I said, like a photo series of the mullet games. There are some rad mullets, I will say that.
I mean, these kids, this is fucked up to do to a kid.
I don't like Braxton Furbank and or Carter Reed.
About Owen Sandeman?
Kid with the dreadlocks. It's the little kid with the dreadlock mullet. He shouldn't have dreadlocks.
He's a dreadlock mullet and crazy shades and a diamond stud.
I'm not into it.
The thing that I hate the most about him is he's gonna end up with the hottest woman in the world, and you're gonna be like, why does this keep happening?
Yeah, I don't know. There are some really rad mullets, though, I gotta say.
Does anyone know what sculling is?
No.
The only thing I think is like taking a beer to the dome.
Let's see. What's a...
Does that make sense?
Drink... What was it? Drink sculling? Is that what it was?
Sculling drinking is what I'm Googling.
Drink... To scull a drink means to drink an alcoholic beverage, usually beer, very quickly without pausing. Oh, so it's chugging.
So like taking it to the dome, maybe?
Very good, Samuel.
Okay, so
that's all.
That's boring. Sure, guys. I'm glad everyone had fun.
Boring for you, fucking square. Look at Normie over here.
This guy's name is Beau Blades, though. That's pretty sick.
He's back on board.
Just when I thought I was out. John White, get out of here. It's a boring name. Daryl Belcher is pretty good. I'm just evaluating the names right now.
That's a great name for somebody with a mullet. Belcher?
Daryl Belcher. Incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
What encourages an individual to grow a mullet? Is that an act of defiance in a way? Is it countercultural at this point?
Well, it depends where you are, because like 6 months ago, the mullet was coming back here. I saw people wearing mullets all the time, and it's never really been like a, it's always been kind of a fashion statement in Australia. It's never really gone away.
Weird.
Protects their neck from the hot Australian sun.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It allows the front of the head can cool off while the back of the neck is nice and protected.
Because the front of the head is for business and the back of the head is for parties.
Yeah, if you wear a baseball hat, right?
Sam, I think you're onto something with that business party. I don't know exactly what, but there's something there.
Party
I'm going to get in the lab. I'm going to really sort it out. Tighten it up.
No, I think it's got to be like a, it's got to be a statement piece, right? It's got to be like, they told me I couldn't do it, so I did it.
I don't know.
It's not like easier to grow a mullet than to just grow your hair long. And I don't know. I think even having short hair is easier than having long hair. Sort of had both at some point in my life. Long hair gets everywhere. You got to wash it better. You got to like do something with it sometimes.
I've never had long hair. I mean, my hair has gotten longer, but it keeps going out. It just keeps radiating out like the sun.
That's kind of the best of both worlds then.
It doesn't fall down onto my shoulders.
I thought I was in that boat and it fell down eventually. Gravity won out. I'm only half Jewish, so I guess maybe. Yeah. Maybe you might have to get twice as much diameter for that to come through.
I went through probably, COVID came out and I didn't get a haircut until like vaccine times. So that was a long time. I had pretty long hair and just kept going.
I got mine long enough that at one point I was doing a man bun. And I still remember Jed saying to me, honestly, that kind of works. And when I'm having a bad day, I think about how Jed told me that my man bun kind of works. Nice.
I never got to man bun, but I was wearing a bandana to keep the hair out of my eyes, you know?
Oh, that's very Jed Lee.
It was. He was happy with both of us.
Both of us share one goal in life, and it's to please Jed.
All it took was shutting down the world.
Yeah. The only goal I have with Jed is to poop on his pillow, because I owe him one.
Gross.
That's all I got for you.
He didn't poop on your pillow.
No, he didn't poop on my pillow, but he did something that I've forgotten.
that's the most Tyler-ass shit.
That is extremely Tyler. Yeah.
He probably gave you the finger. And you've just probably. Been like, it's been escalating in your head for a decade.
I've just been stewing on it. Yeah. I don't know. Shit, we got to do more content now. Sam, what do you got? What do you got, big guy?
All right, so went out with some friends for Zach's birthday this weekend. And there was some fun stuff, but not really anything show-worthy. But there was one interaction that I had that I keep thinking about. I feel like that's become a flavor of content for me. This is a social situation that I did a bad job in and I keep thinking about, and I don't think I would do a better job in next time.
Let's adjudicate.
We exited Greenbush Bar, which is a bar, but it's more of a restaurant. And we were going to go to a different bar after that. We left, and immediately a guy was just walking on the sidewalk and was like, hey, where the party at? And we were like, what? And then he just talked at us for a while about how he was from Virginia and he works at a butcher shop. And we couldn't figure out how to get him to stop talking to us. And he just was holding takeout bags of Qdoba and he kept dropping them and picking them back up, which I found really off-putting because it was like, is that a burrito? Because it's going to unwrap itself in there, man. You got to take care of that shit.
What time was this?
Oh, man, great question. Probably like 8.
Okay.
8:30 maybe. I forget.
All right.
but he wanted to know where the party at, and we definitely didn't want to be like, with us, follow us, friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, we don't know where any parties are. We were just going to go to a bar.
Yeah.
And also, I can't stress this enough, he clearly had just gotten his dinner from Qdoba. So I was like, shouldn't your party be your home where you're going to eat that burrito? I didn't say that. What would you have said? I'd said nothing and let everyone else talk while I hid.
That's a good plan, Sam.
Your mom's house and walk away?
Ooh, see, that's what a tall person can do.
Yeah. Well, this dude someone taller than me, clearly this, not.
This dude was like 5'10", 250 or something. He was big. So I would not recommend a your mama joke.
Now, were you walking to this bar?
Yeah, are you walking to the next function, or are you all like getting in cars?
We hadn't started walking to the next function, but walk is what we did in the end.
Mm. That's tough. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I had a similar thing in college, actually, where like I was walking to some friend's house to a party. There was like a group of a few of us. We were like walking from campus a few blocks off campus, and like some like townies started following us, basically. And they were clearly just like high school kids looking to drink somewhere. And they just like kept following us, and we kept being like, you're not invited to this thing. Like, stop talking to us, go away. And they just like followed us right in the door, and it was like a college party. So no one was checking who was coming in and out, basically.
Oh, you should have walked to a bar.
I guess. We were underage at the time, too.
So oh, okay.
We weren't going anywhere. Like, I don't know. This one is just time, like drink natty lights at your friend's house type situation. But
I was out in California, I was at a friend's birthday party, and some randos like walked in the door, and they were like, they see my friend and they go, oh man, whose birthday is it? And it's like, oh, you obviously don't know anybody here. And we kicked them out immediately. But it was not a good introduction. If he hadn't said anything, he probably would have gotten away with it.
I'm curious what you mean by we kicked them out immediately. Did you just say, get the fuck out of here, and then they left?
Yeah, everybody was just like, get the fuck out. And they turned around and got the fuck out.
I think there's a type of dude who would hear a get the fuck out and be like, oh, you guys always razzing me, and just keep hanging out at you.
Yeah,
that's kind of what happened to us. They like wouldn't confront us, but we kept being like, can you leave? And they would just like walk into the other room. And it was like very weird, as I recall. This was like a decade ago, so you know. How do I get rid of this person?
Next time you say, does anyone know you're here?
Oh, shit.
Do you have a life insurance policy?
Yeah, yeah. I think, does anybody know you're here? That's a good one, Sam. That's a good one.
Did this guy confuse you for, like, college kids? Like, did he think, I'm going to assume this was, like, a very tame endeavor of, like, 30-somethings going from one, you're having, like, a beer here and a beer over there. You're not, like, giving parties. Well,
we went from having a pretty nice dinner to going to a bar that may be hugely uncomfortable. Just, like, everyone in there was underage. And I was like,
oh,
this was like after the interaction with the dude, we finally got to this bar, which was like six blocks away. Scotty Bar, if you remember that one, Boris. This is downtown, and I never was a downtown guy, so I don't actually know the vibes, but I got the impression this is the place where 19-year-olds know they won't get carded.
That's like on UW's campus, bro. That's like, yeah. That's the university shit.
And I just kept seeing women that were probably 19, but I have lost all of my perception for that stuff, and I was like, you're probably 15, and I'm gonna get in trouble if I even look at you, and I'm just gonna like hide. The last thing I want is for someone to call me a pervert, so I have to pretend that I don't know you're here.
That was kind of the problem I had when I was working at Silver Lake. not like my nature center station was like right, like looking like right at the beach, and it's just like all 13-year-olds, and it just looked like I was checking out 13-year-olds all day. It was very uncomfortable.
And so did you just like yell, "You're sinners, cover thine selves"?
No. I wanted to make sure nobody saw me.
Did you avert your eyes?
I wanted to make sure nobody saw me, so I put on like a trench coat and dark glasses and a bucket hat. Yeah.
What do you think? Should we rate? That feels like a good way.
This is all going great. I called the cops on myself. We have one more. I'm just going to touch briefly on this article. It's garshol.priv.no, Lars blog, some guy, I don't know who he is, but he writes about beer. And this is a long analysis of different fermenting techniques. He basically makes the argument that like a better definition of beer isn't ale versus lager, but, something that's like an alcoholic beverage is made out of grains. And so then you could further subdivide it into like mashing grains or chewing grains or like using fungi. And those are kind of his big three distinctions.
Oh man, do I have to actually read this? This sounds interesting.
It is.
Our articles are like, never interesting.
Yeah. This is like more text, but I do want to follow up on this at some point.
Should we beer Dan this guy and try and bully him onto the show?
Maybe. It's an interesting analysis. This is kind of neat. Yeah, it is pretty cool. So I at least wanted to mention it. I don't think there's much for us to talk about because we'd have to read the whole thing. But I do think people should click on this one and give it a little read.
Why does the first sentence say Michael Jackson famously classified beer into ale and lager?
Different Michael Jackson. Yeah. Different Michael Jackson.
Are you sure?
There's a really famous book. I think it's called The Complete Joy of Home Brewing.
I think so.
It's written by a separate Michael Jackson. It was a required reading when
take your word for it.
Dip and I took a homebrewing class in college.
It's a good book. It's a good book.
Was like one of the two books we were supposed to read.
Cool. I found it to be very accessible.
I was going to ask if it was a thriller.
Romance.
Was it bad?
I feel like Tyler didn't get your joke. And I thought your joke was pretty good. I didn't laugh. Certainly, I didn't, and I won't. But I don't know that Tyler got it.
Thriller,
Michael Jackson? Come on. He thinks so little of me.
Just the fact that you replied romance. I thought you were like...
I just wonder if Tyler's on the number one selling album of all time is all, you know? He might not have. I don't know.
You want me to try that again? We want to do that again for the edit?
Just say
good one, Boris.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I thought the book was bad.
Oh.
I didn't think it was pretty good, but that's just a Michael Jackson joke.
Cool.
Okay.
Nailed it.
All right.
Good time.
Crush it.
Let's rate those beers. Rate those beers. Boris, you first.
All right. Well, Tyler and I had Allagash Ski House Winter White Ale. I don't think my notes have changed too much as it drinks. This is just overall a nice beer. I don't know if you're craving something a little spicy, a little like winter warmer type style. I guess a winter warmer is usually a little darker, but it's just nice. It has like a nice texture. I think a nice mouthfeel. It has a nice like.
It's usually more ABV, like a dark fruit situation in a winter warmer, like a raisiny vibe that I hate.
Stone fruits. Yeah,
that's fair. I was worried that this would be sweet, and I got a 6-pack, so I'm glad that I like it. But it's not. It's not really. I think it's defined as like a white ale, which I don't really know what that means, but. Yeah, it's just got that yeastiness. It's got the spice, and it's got the booze. So I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. I think it's a really good showing. I'm excited to drink the rest of these.
And is there anyone you'd recommend it to?
Oh.
Like a Tyler Dryblatt type, maybe?
Yeah, if you are Tyler Dryblatt 24 hours ago, and you're going on Brews Day Tuesday tomorrow, and you got to get a beer, I recommend this to you.
I may as well just do mine right now. since it was the same year. I didn't like it as much as Boris, but I'm going to give it a 7. I thought it was, you know, cozy and spicy and nice. And I would recommend it to people who are looking for a winter beer that isn't just a stout. I don't like winter warmers. I don't like Christmas ales. But this gives me like a nice cozy feeling with a totally different flavor profile. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. Samuel. Oh.
I want to try this now, even though historically I've not really enjoyed what Allagash has to offer. But this sounds that sounds good to me. I had Revolution Whiskey Sour Style Ale. It nails the whiskey sour part. It doesn't really hit the ale part. I honestly would have just thought this was a canned cocktail if I hadn't looked at the beer. At the can, I mean. But, like, it's kind of yummy. Like, it's just, like, it tastes like someone put booze in some lemonade. Like my boy Hard Mike over there would do. But I prefer beer, so I'll give it a 6. Like, I can't go that big with it, but I think it did what it wanted to do expertly. I just don't know that I can recommend what it was doing.
Yeah. I would like to see, like, an oak barrel-aged sour. I think that could be an interesting thing, if done in a proper way.
I don't know that I can go there with you. But if you tried it and told me it was good, then I would try it.
Can't hang.
Okay. All right. I'll seek one of those out. Boris, thanks for being on. Happy belated birthday to your spawn.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Sam, guess what? I'm not going to ask you.
Good job. Nailed it.
Yeah. Woo! Everybody else, you can ask Sam what he's having next week, but he doesn't know either. So maybe you should ask him something else, like, I don't know.
Where the party at?
Yeah, you should ask Sam if you want to tell Sam.
This dude did not even say hello. He just said, where the party at?
Yeah, wait, I don't know that we got a conclusion there. What did you end up doing? What happened?
Oh,
you
were just, like, we made Brian Smith take care of it. We looked around, we said, who has the highest Christmas score? Turns out it was Brian Smith. So he just, like, talked to this guy for a while and then said, all right, man, see you later, and then walked away hard. And the guy was well, I guess we're done here.
That's a good move. Yeah.
All right, so you, like, charmed your way out of it, basically.
He did, and I followed him.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you want to follow Sam to where the party at, you should probably email
him. Reevaluate that decision.
At gmail.com. Comment on our links at brucetoos.com or bluesky at Bruce Day Tuesday. Don't let us keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a tear. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
One time, Beck and I were getting McDonald's drive-thru, I think, and some guy just came up next to the car and started talking to us. And that was really uncomfortable, but we were in a car and he wasn't, so then we just drove away.
Open window?
Yeah. Like, I was at the thing, like, waiting to get my food, and he, like, came up between the car and the building and was, like, talking at me.
I would be tempted to just roll the window up.
About food? Or, like, what do you even how do you open that conversation?
You can see the big game last night?
I truly don't remember. I don't remember.
I think I have such a narrow like field of vision for what is an appropriate conversation, that some people just have such a broad, like, I'm just going to start talking about this and let's see if this person I'm talking in the direction of, like, picks up on it.
Yeah. I think there are some people that are mentally unwell.
Right. That's a big one.